Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Atamadio, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Welcome to your first Viewmaster.
Oh,
this is so exciting.
I know, right? I'm excited.
That's nice.
I got to see your little dance as well. It's honestly contagious.
It's hard not to dance to this intro.
It's a celebration.
I have the best sting.
What have you got for us? What have you got for us?
So, you've heard of this book and this like phenomenon. When I was like, if you were a young bookish boy, from like 2002 onwards, you would have read the Alex Rider novels by Anthony Horowitz, and they were turned into like a really crappy film starring Alex Pettifer in like the early 2000s, and now they're being made into a TV series by the BBC called Alex Rider, available on TVNZ On Demand, and it's like everything that my nostalgia 10 to 15 year old heart like actually wanted. Like
I watched the film, and like, it didn't fulfill that desire.
It's just one of those really trash films made out of a book. Like, it was like Harry Potter hit and everyone's like, turn every single book any kid's ever read into a movie, and like Percy Jackson's and Alex Rider's and all of those, and it just they never went anywhere. And there's like 12 books in the Alex Rider series, so they had like
content.
12 films that they were like hoping they could make.
So is one season per book, or is that what we're talking?
So some background on Alex Rider, though I'm sure everyone has read this. He basically is a kind of like a young James Bond kind of style kid. His uncle, this is not a spoiler, this happens in the first like 2 seconds. His uncle is a spy and he ends up being killed in a mysterious accident, and they try to say it's a car crash. So Alex Rider, being this plucky, genius 14-year-old, you know, figures out that his uncle wasn't killed in a car crash and finds out who did it, and it leads him to M17. MI6? MI7? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it an I or is it
I think number? It's an I, yeah.
Yeah, okay, MI7, which is like a spy organization in the UK, and it turns out his uncle has basically secretly trained Alex's whole life to be a super spy. So he like can handle like interrogation. He knows how to do like parkour. He can like
Is parkour a big feature in this?
Not a huge feature, but he's definitely jumping around in a way that I can't move with my knee. And basically, they've turned it so they've got rid of the first book, which was Stormbreaker, and used the second novel, which is called Point Blank, where they send Alex to like a mysterious private school where world leaders' kids go there and then come out, and they're all normal again and like very upsetting members of society, and it's like a very big mystery. And the show holds up. I'm not going to say it's like this perfect, amazing, like cinematic masterpiece of a TV show, but it definitely like holds weight and does everything that the books try to achieve. Like, so that escapism and that like that like boy wonder kind of thing where you're like, oh my god, if I was like, if my uncle had been a spy, I would have been able to do that, and I would be, you know, fighting bad guys in the Swiss Alps, and you're like, okay, this is the vibe. But I have found also that I'm really enjoying it because I've kind of gone off Killing Eve. Season three is just not good.
I've heard that.
The fashion in that show is just unbelievable, and the lead actresses are unbelievable, but the storyline in season three of Killing Eve is just so not the spy, fun, campy drama that the first two were. And I'm just kind of like, this is that fun spy escapism that I was missing. And he's really believable. The main actor, Otto Warrant, he is an unknown actor. I think he's like 18 maybe at most. And he like is that very unassuming, skinny, blonde kid that somehow is managing to do all this stuff. But he plays the trauma of his uncle dying and him wanting to get back at the people that killed him really well, and like he's not like, I'm a spy now, this is great. He's like really reluctant to do it and just doing it because he has to. He's basically being blackmailed by MI7 to do it. And he plays it really well. I am fully on board with what's happening. I watched 4 episodes last night and I'm
four
all
episodes
about it. Yeah,
I must be good. Yeah,
yeah, there's only 8 in the season, so I'm halfway through and it's got me. I'm hooked.
Yeah,
the mystery, even though I know what happens in it, no spoilers for you guys, but I know what happens and why the kids are doing what they're doing. But the mystery still holds up, and the characters that play like the bad guys, you know, the sinister French woman and the old man with a moustache who's like a psychologist but also supports Hitler, they play those characters really well. And there is this air of menace and like, how would you describe like a haunted house?
Ghostly?
Yeah, like this very like horrifying,
yeah,
like eerie situation that they're in. Because they're in like a boarding school, the Swiss Alps, they can't escape. It's got that creepy, gross, you have no idea what's going on, kind of thing.
So this was all based on the second book.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we're expecting to see seasons for all the other books.
I think that would be
the general idea, do you think?
I think that's what they're leading towards, though. I can't imagine the actor not growing out of the age of the teenager too quickly. Because, like, you know, one season takes, like, 1 year to make, and also production's stopped everywhere in the world, so I don't know when they'll be back in production. But I would like to see at least 3 or 4 seasons of this, because I think it could hold up, and I think it's got... panders to the fans that have grown out of the books, but it also could definitely entirely be watched by a younger generation of fans that would have read the books.
So what about an older generation like me who hasn't read the books? Do you think I'd be someone who'd enjoy this?
I mean, I hope so. I don't know, because like, I'm obviously hinging this on lots of nostalgia feel.
Yeah.
And also, like, I definitely think this show is like gendered towards like young boys. Like, I think it's like got that kind of vibe to it. I don't think it passed the Bechdel test yet, which is kind of wild. Now that I think of it. But I still think it's an enjoyable show. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention. But
okay, cool.
I recommend it. I think anyone that read the books is going to want to check this out, because it's truly faithful and like a fun time.
Yeah.
And you know, I like a fun TV show.
You do. And it's on...
It's on TVNZ On Demand, which has a stack of good content. So check it out as well.
Recently I've been watching like, a lot of stuff on it.
I've been watching lots of like the NZ-produced reality shows.
Oh,
like, I watched
fantastic.
The Snort stuff, and I watched... How to Survive the 80s, or to survive in the 80s. Yeah. There's just some wild stuff on there.
Yeah, definitely get into TVNZ On Demand if you haven't already. There's some good stuff.
Big time.
So what's the name of the show again?
Alex Rider.
Cool.
Simple. Check
Easy.
It out.
Cool.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you very much, Sam. What are you up to today?
I've got to go to work, you know?
Okay.
Just a little late, 10 o'clock start.
Yeah, why not? It's Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Cool.
Cheeky Tuesday.
Thanks, Sam. Cheers.
Bye.
Only on 95 BFM.